ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। वेरी गुड मॉर्निंग टू ऑल ऑफ यू। टुडे इज़ ओम शांति थ्री टाइम्स इज टू से थैंक्स टू बाबा इन द फॉर्म ऑफ teacher, thanks to Baba in the form of father, and thanks to Baba in the form of Sadguru. I know all of us have been invoking Baba since the early hours of nectar today. There cannot be celebration of meeting without invitation, invocation. So, first thing we all did in the morning when we woke up, after saying good morning to Baba, happy birthday, and we start extending an invitation to Baba to come and celebrate meeting. Did you all invite Baba personally? Yes? So after invitation, what happens? So the one whom we have extended invitation, naturally we start invocation. So what we all have been doing since morning? Invocation. Invocation means anticipating for the meeting. So in your heart, in your mind, in your intellect, there is only Baba, 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 right? That Baba will come, Baba will celebrate meeting with us, visualizing our meeting, seeing the presence of the one whom we have invited in front of us in the subtle form, invocation. Not calling out of separation, but calling out of love. And I am sure as we have started invocation, Baba is also waiting to come and meet all of us. So what we have to do today, from now onwards, prepare ourselves in such a way that we all go to the subtle region. We all go to the soul world, bring Shiv Baba first to the subtle region, and then Bap Dada both together from the subtle region to the corporeal world. Not just Baba will come, we go and bring Bap Dada from the subtle region to be with us. Or in other words, we can say, we ourselves become subtle, so this corporeal world becomes subtle region. So the preparation for Bap Dada's meeting has already begun. I just wanted to share something interesting which Nirvair Bhai told me yesterday. When I met him, first of all, I asked him, what message do you have for double foreigners? Because you are not going to meet them this time. So he said, yes, I am always meeting them. Because they are very close to my heart. So then he did say an expression. He said, there is a saying, there are some people in the world who don't meet when they meet. There are some people who don't meet when they meet. There are some people who meet when they meet. But there are some extraordinary people when they always meet when they don't meet. Did you understand? There are some people who always meet when they don't meet because they are very close to the heart. So, Nirbhir Bhai is very close to the heart of all the double foreigners. So even though he is not meeting all of you physically, he is always meeting you. Maybe if it is in drama, we'll see. We may have the chance to hear his voice from Shantivan. Suddenly a voice from ether appears. So don't be surprised. That is your love that pulls him in the subtle form to be with us. But what I took from that expression after yesterday was that, you know, some of us meet Baba sitting right in front of Baba under his nose and we are not meeting him. Huh? Because our mind is in the country where we came from, thinking, hope that brother and sister is in the center watching Baba meeting us. So they are meeting and not meeting. So we should make sure we meet when we meet. So meeting can take place in three ways. You know, one is meeting with Baba. First of all, when Baba gives drishti, he doesn't speak. He meets. Don't wait for him to open the mouth and say, "Ach." But Baba is already there. So prepare yourself to just have that moment when your eyes meet Baba's eyes. Your eyes contact Baba's eyes. Drishti means what? Eye contact. So I have to be totally alert, attentive, not to be aware of anybody else sitting in the hall. I am alone. And Baba has come for me. Immerse all the love in your hearts. Immerse the feeling of being grateful. How fortunate, how special you are that you are sitting here to meet God in the corporeal form. And particularly on the birthday of Shiva. So get that intoxication and don't even lose even 1 second of drishti from Baba. Baba speaks when he don't speak. You know, because drishti is a very powerful sustenance for Brahmins. So I have to make sure the language of drishti with which Baba is going to speak to me today is a powerful tool. But you have to make sure your line of intellect is clear. To understand the language of drishti, the line of my intellect has to be clear. What Baba is telling me. You know, one time we asked one sister who came for the first time, when she took drishti from Baba, what was her experience? So Baba said, she said, Baba told me, he knows me. He said, I know you. You know, and he nodded, he said, saying, I accept you. And she was so excited that God communicated with her. Actually, he did not say anything personally. It was just a splits of a second drishti. And I only remember my own experience when I came to Madhuban for the first time. At that time, Sakar Baba was in the body. You know, we were sitting in the history hall. And Baba used to come very quietly. And he sits on the gaddi in the history hall. And the song will be played. And Baba will give drishti. And his drishti is like a searchlight. It goes, shh. 1 minute, finish. The record is also not finished. Baba will already start the Murli Om Shanti. But what I experienced was, you know, the moment Baba's drishti fell on me, it was like 1,000 volts of current passed through my whole body. And it was just a feeling of cleansing, and lightness and warmth, belonging, become instantly bodiless, just lost the consciousness of the body. So drishti is a very powerful tool that helps us to go deep within. Manmohini Didi used to give drishti. And anyone who would look into her eyes, she will take them deep into the ocean and drown them into the ocean. And they cannot come out of the ocean afterwards. They are just there enjoying that feeling. So I would like you to experience that from Baba today. You know, once Mohini Ben said, everyone may not be able to see the physical form, especially those who are sitting very far away. But they don't have to worry. Baba knows that you are in the hall. Even though you cannot see Baba, Baba can see everyone. Right? In whichever corner you are sitting, Baba's vision will fall on everyone, but I have to be attentive to catch that splits of a second. So the sustenance that I receive in that few moments of drishti is going to do a lot for my Brahmin life. You know, one of the experiences I have had in several meetings is like, just I got everything I wanted. There was no word spoken, nothing, just the drishti. You know, it just takes you into the depth of your heart and touches the heart. So don't worry about writing any notes, because I see sometimes as soon as, you know, mic is put in front of Baba, everybody's bag zip opening, making noise, pen, paper. Don't worry about writing anything. Just look and listen. Because Baba don't just give drishti. But how do you know that Baba has come? The whole vibrations of the hall is transformed. You know, just like when the sun rises in the morning, before the sunrise, there is already golden red color in the sky. And people already know the sun is about to come. And so you can see when Dadi Gulzar comes and sits, and when she starts to give drishti, it is also different from what you were having before that. But it is even totally unique when Baba comes and when eyes are open, you can see the vibrations, like, you know, the buds becoming flower and spreading the fragrance. Total silence. So I should really be in tune with the vibrations. Don't bring any other thoughts in your mind. What you have to do after this, you know, where you have to go, what is happening in your country, nothing. Just to be in tune with the vibrations. And you will really feel how empowered you will become. You know, Baba comes from the soul world, silent world, and he comes via subtle region. So there is just that powerful, deep, silent vibrations filled with love and peace and bliss. So enjoy that vibrations. Let the soul soak in that vibration. You know, just like when you have a fragrant flower, when you smell the flower, you enjoy the fragrance so much that even after that, for some time, you still have that fragrance with you. So that spiritual fragrance that Baba spreads of his presence, he doesn't announce that I have come. Just like the sun doesn't announce that I have come, but the vibrations are speaking to each one of us. And you just absorb, soak yourself in that vibrations. Don't look back, don't look side, don't look anyway. Look straight. And you will see the sustenance, the empowerment you receive from the vibrations that Baba is emitting. Because it is the attitude that creates vibrations. And how an attitude is created? First there is a thought, then there is feeling. Thought plus feelings create an attitude. And an attitude is like a ripple. It spreads in the atmosphere. So when the Supreme Soul and the soul of Krishna, Brahma Baba is now the soul of Krishna, isn't it? Two pure souls, equal to each other, when they are in front of us, the power of thought, you can imagine. Ever pure entities and the feelings filled with love. I have come to meet my children, long lost and now found. My beloved, specially loved children. So that feelings fills in the vibrations. And so I have to soak myself. So the first 10 minutes, Baba gives us blessings through his drishti and vibrations without speaking. That's why they allow some time for Baba to give drishti, at least 10 to 15 minutes. And then the third aspect is Baba speaking. So when Baba begins to speak, you know, each word that emerges out of Baba's lotus lip, allow those words to just hit your heart. Don't intellectualize anything. Don't analyze anything. Just receive directly into your heart. The Comforter of Hearts has come and speaking to my heart. You know, it is like Baba meeting me personally in the public. Just like in Bhagavad Gita they show, Arjuna's chariot was the chariot God used. So Krishna and Arjuna, only two of them, nobody else. So experience like that today. I am Arjuna and God is in front of me, speaking to me personally, that I have specially come for you today. So everything Baba says, take in person, first person. So then you don't feel they are words. You know, each word becomes versions. Versions means blessings. So check today how many blessings you fill your apron with. As many blessings I fill my apron, that much power I receive for my Brahmin life. You know how lucky we are that people go to Mahatmas, sannyasis, to get one blessing. They say, just bless me, just one blessing. And they consider themselves to be so fortunate that they are blessed. And just imagine who is in front of me, the bestower of blessings, and he is speaking to me, the soul. So every word that Baba speaks is golden versions, blessings. Not only blessings, I would say it is boon. You know, boon and blessings are different. Blessings are something that human beings can give to human beings on the basis of God's versions. But boon is something only God can give to the soul directly. That's why in bhakti there are many examples. They show that a devotee was doing devotion, intense devotion, and God was so pleased with his devotion, he appeared in front of him, the devotee, and told him, look, what boons do you want? God is pleased, whatever you ask. So at that time, whatever the devotee would say, God would say, may it be, tathastu. And so let us go today to meet Baba with an open heart. No expectation, don't anticipate, don't imagine Baba would say this, maybe Baba would say that. I just like a chatrak, you know, oyster bird that is waiting for every drop of rain to make it into pearl. So I am just sitting there with an open mind, open apron to receive every version Baba speaks and turn it into blessing. And you would really feel that today Baba really blessed the soul. You know, during those days when we used to have personal blessings, what we used to think is when we used to listen to the Murli, some Brahmins used to say, oh, this is Murli, this is for everybody. So they did not pay much attention. And when they went in front of Baba, whatever one line Baba said, they thought that was their blessing. And when 1 year Baba did not meet anyone personally, then they could not understand how to now receive blessing from Baba. Then it was explained clearly by Dadi Janki, don't consider that one line Baba speaks to you personally as your blessing. In fact, from the beginning of the Murli until the end of the Murli, every word is a blessing. So convert it to blessing and you receive. Then you feel the sustenance. You know, because many of us sometimes do not see ourselves as Baba sees us. You know, Baba has such an elevated vision and Baba speaks such elevated words that makes the soul fly, that makes the soul filled with zeal and enthusiasm. So we must really keep our mind open and accept whatever Baba says. You know, receiving blessings means to accept whatever Baba says and live according to that. Not to underestimate, not to overestimate. Not to think I am already that and not to think, oh, I cannot be that. So it is just like sometimes we get acknowledgement for what we are doing is correct. Sometimes we get kind of signals what we should be doing for the future. And sometimes Baba gives us some kind of precaution to awaken us, you know. So if I am listening to Baba's words as a personal conversation between me and Baba, you know, many times these days Baba would like to meet each and every one of us personally because he loves each and every one of us more than anyone else. But because of the chariot, because of the time limitation in the corporeal world, so sometimes, you know, on the stage Baba does like this. Huh? You have seen last time. So that means he is not just hugging Dadis, but he is hugging every one of us. That is also an action that makes us feel that, you know, Baba is acknowledging our presence and Baba is really bringing us so close to him. Now, last time he did one act which was very interesting. Dirbar Bhai is coming. So somebody is there to translate? Because somebody needs to be. Anybody can translate a Hindi? Any Hindi translators here? Hindi to English. Okay, Suman Ben is coming. Just let me complete this. What I was saying, I forgot. Yeah, what he did was, you know, they feed Baba in the end. So, before feeding Dadis, Baba actually showed every one of us. He passed through the whole audience. So, he was feeding each one of us personally, as he used to feed in the sakar form. So every act you observe on the stage and you can learn a lot of things because Baba is personally giving us that sustenance. Aage Nirbhar Bhai? So Nirbhar Bhai is going to be online. So be in tune. As I said, you know, he is close to us. So this evening you prepare yourself in such a way that, you know, keep yourself relaxed. Don't get too excited. After lunch, have a little sleep, take rest.
Baba ki god li hai aur upar hamari Dr. Vinay Lakshmi
today
is area mein
Dr. Vinay Lakshmi
garibon ki seva karne ke liye mahilaon ki seva karne ke liye
gaon ki seva karne ke liye
koi koi log unko
mother Teresa ka bhi kitab dete the so he was just mentioning this morning
आज सवेरे वो भी इस शरीर से अव्यक्त होकर बाबा के गोद में
सो डॉक्टर विनय लक्ष्मी हु वाज डूइंग पार्ट ऑफ आउटरीच सर्विस
7 दिन से किसी को बताया नहीं था कल उनको हॉस्पिटल में एडमिट किया
यस्टरडे शी वाज एडमिटेड
टू द हॉस्पिटल आज सवेरे अचानक
दिस मॉर्निंग
कार्डियक अरेस्ट हुई
शी हैड कार्डियक अरेस्ट
तो पहले हम
तीन
मिनट उन सब के तीनों के निमित्त और उसके पहले सभी को पता है हमारी आदरणीय कुंज दादी
सो ही इज टॉकिंग ऑल्सो अबाउट कुंज दादी
मेरा ख्याल है उसका ऑफिशियल नाम निर्मल पुष्पा था
Her name was Nirmal Pushpa.
तो उन्होंने भी शरीर छोड़ा था.
She also left the body on the 2nd March.
Eastern zone में उनका वर्तमान समय बहुत पार्ट पटना में रह करके.
She played her part in Patna in the Eastern zone.
जब से यज्ञ की स्थापना हुई, छोटेपन से ही वो.
She was in the yagya since the beginning.
12 की उम्र से.
When she was 11 years old. She came when she was 11 years old.
और बहुत ही अच्छी वक्ता ज्ञान समझाने में नंबर वन
हमारे आदरणीय प्राचार्य जगदीश
चंद्र जी को पहले पहले
बाबा
का परिचय देने के निमित्त उनका पार्ट था
सो शी हैड द पार्ट ऑफ
सब आत्माओं के आदर में उनके रिस्पेक्ट में हम सब तीन मिनट पहले साइलेंस में बैठेंगे उसके बाद फिर क्लास
सो 3 मिनट साइलेंस गिविंग गुड विशेस टू दोज सोल्स हैव लेफ्ट द बॉडी इन द रिसेंट टाइम्स इंक्लूडिंग डॉक्टर विनय लक्ष्मी आई थिंक ऑल ऑफ यू नो हर फ्रॉम द हॉस्पिटल हु लेफ्ट द बॉडी दिस मॉर्निंग वील हैव 3 मिनट साइलेंस फॉर दोज सोल्स
ओम शांति सभी को बाबा की वो बातें बाबा के हिस्ट्री में पढ़ने को भी मिली होंगी सुनने को भी मिली
यू मस्ट हैव रेड इट इन बाबाज हिस्ट्री और यू मस्ट हैव लिसन टू इट
बाबा के
फ्रॉम समवन
अपने मुख से जो हमने सुना था
वी हैड लिसन टू दिस फ्रॉम बाबा हिमसेल्फ
बाबा ने अपने 12वें गुरु को धन्यवाद दिया
ही थैंक्ड हिज बाबा थैंक्ड हिज 12th गुरु
इस तरह का साक्षात्कार हुआ
इट वॉज बिकॉज ऑफ हिज मर्सी दैट बाबा हैड गॉट द विजन ऑफ अ शिवलिंग बट अलॉन्ग विद दैट ही हैड विजन्स ऑफ द न्यू वर्ल्ड
तो गुरुजी ने उनको
एंड अदर थिंग्स एज वेल बट द गुरुजी सेड
कि ये मेरी कृपा से नहीं हुआ
दिस हैजंट हैपेंड बिकॉज ऑफ माय मर्सी
गुरु की कृपा से हुआ
इट इज द मर्सी ऑफ सतगुरु
आप बड़े भाग्यशाली
यू आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट
और उसके बाद बाबा ने
आफ्टर दैट
उस सच्चे सतगुरु को अच्छी तरह से अनुभव करने के लिए जानने के लिए
इन ऑर्डर टू अंडरस्टैंड सतगुरु मोर डीपली
अपने बिजनेस में
इंस्टेड ऑफ गोइंग टू कलकत्ता
बनारस में जाकर
टू टेक केयर ऑफ हिज बिजनेस ही वेंट टू बनारस
और वहां उनको और साक्षात्कार होते रहे
in Banaras, Baba got other visions as well. He stayed there for 1 month in his friend's house, friend's bungalow.
Business partner ko Baba ne telegram ki.
And from there he telegrammed his business a partner, the Alpha got the soul got the soul met the Supreme Soul and the inheritance.
Same Dada Lekhraj ke naam se mashhoor the, koi Lucky Raj kehte the.
Some were calling him Lucky Raj, but his name is Lekhraj.
तो पहला पार्टनर बिजनेस में ब्रह्मा बाबा और दूसरे उनके पार्टनर वो कलकत्ता में थे उस समय.
The second partner of the business was in Calcutta. So Dada Lekhraj gave this telegram to his business partner, give my share of the business.
Hyderabad, Sindh mein bhej dena.
And then he said, send that to Sindh, Hyderabad.
Vishwas tha.
He had faith on his business partner. And that business partner was astonished. But just as Baba's thought was, whatever share he had, so the business partner sent the Baba share to Sindh, Hyderabad, which is in Pakistan now. And Baba used to say, whatever property that he got, whatever share of that business he got, from that he created the trust.
Or trust mein jaisa naam hai Prajapita Brahma Kumari Ishwari Vishwavidyalaya.
Just in the trust, it's Prajapita Brahma Kumari Ishwari Vishwavidyalaya. Eight sisters, five kumaris and three mothers were made trustees. These sisters were coming to satsang, the spiritual gathering that was being held in Baba's house.
इसके अंदर भी राज हैं.
There is lot of secrets in it.
लेकिन भाव ये है कि महाशिवरात्रि इस यज्ञ का
महाशिवरात्रि
बीज
और इट वाज ऑन महाशिवरात्रि द सीड ऑफ दिस यज्ञ वाज पुट
और उस बीज को फिर अंकुरित होने में थोड़े दिन लगे थे.
But for the seed to sprout, it took time. But officially, this trust was returned. The will was returned on 18th January 1937. I, Lucky Raj,
Om Mandali Mata ke charno mein apna tan man dhan,
I dedicate my mind, body, wealth, everything. I dedicate everything in the feet of Om Mandali mothers.
Baba sign karte the.
Just remain seated until 12 o'clock. We finish at 12. So nobody should get up, especially speaking to all of you too.
And I have that letter with me even now. In this way, the seed of this yagya was put on Shivratri on 1936, and it had a formal form on 18th January 1937.
Ishwari vidhi vidhan apne prakar ka hai. Duniya ke vidhi vidhan apne prakar ke.
The customs and rituals of God is different and the customs and rituals of the world is different.
Direct Shiv Baba ne
direct Shiv Baba through Brahma Baba at the starting
हाथ से
Brahma Baba used to write through his hand the godly versions. Used to write and give to the instrument teachers, and that to Mama's part was special. And Mama used to read this out in the satsang, in the spiritual gathering. For 1 year, they were in Hyderabad, Sindh, in Pakistan. The spiritual gathering happened for 1 year there. Looking at Baba, many brothers and sisters came into that spiritual gathering.
But
after 1 year, they shifted to Karachi on the banks of ocean, on the seashore. For 12 years they stayed in Karachi. Gradually, at that time many families had come in the yagya. Finally there were 380 people, in which mothers were more, but there were youngsters, there were children, there were brothers, but mothers were more. After 12 years, totally for 30, they spent 13 years, they were there. Totally 13 years they were there.
रहने के बाद जिसने स्थापना की शिव बाबा ने संदेशी के द्वारा
शिव बाबा sent a message through a sandeshi, a trans messenger. You have done lot of tapasya on the seashore. Now you have to go and do tapasya on the hills. Swami Gangananandeshwar was there. Among therefore, his followers were many in Sindh, Hyderabad. Swami Gangeshwaranand invited everyone to Mount Abu. Shiv Baba had said, you have to go and do tapasya on the mountains. Before selecting Mount Abu, they saw Pune, they saw Himalayas. Just as Baba said, your memorial is Mount Abu.
आप सब गए होंगे या जाएंगे दिलवारा मंदिर.
You must have seen Dilwara temple.
तपस्वी बैठे हैं और
many tapasvis are sitting there.
स्वर्ग की सीन सीन.
And at the top there are scenes of heaven. Baba used to always say, in the path of devotion this memorial was made. Practically you children are doing tapasya.
तपस्या के बल से,
on the basis of the power of tapasya, meditation and knowledge, you are making yourself pure, you are purifying the five elements. Along with that, you are contributing to the establishment of the golden age through by offering your mind, body, wealth. The day of Mahashivratri is very elevated.
Sabhi bhai bhene kisse milenge?
Whom will you meet today?
अकेले एक शिव बाबा से मिलेंगे या बाप दादा से मिलेंगे?
will you meet with Bab Dada or anyone else? You will meet with Bab Dada. It is such a wonderful scene. It is a wonderful jodi, a pair, wonderful pair.
Brahma Baba ne Shiv Baba ko apne mastak pe bithaya.
Brahma Baba made Shiv Baba to sit on his forehead. And then Shiv Baba made Brahma Baba equal to him and made his companion forever. Baba used to say to Brahma Baba that he is your big mother, great. Sometimes he used to say great-great-grandfather. Brahma Baba is called as a great-great-grandfather. Bab Dada became the instrument and gave us alaukik birth. He is giving us alaukik sustenance.
भागीदार बनने के लिए या यूं कहें अपना भाग्य प्राप्त करने के लिए
in order to create our fortune we come here together here and celebrate Mahashivratri every year.
कि आज
it is our fortune
77th.
This is the 77th Trimurti Shiv Jayanti. On the path of devotion, we have been celebrating Shivratri many times. We have been celebrating since many years. Look at your fortune. It is such a big fortune of each one of us.
Mahashivratri manayenge.
We will be celebrating Mahashivratri with Shiv Baba. We will celebrate the incarnation of Shiv Baba and the alaukik birthday of Brahma Baba and all the children. Many, many greetings of birthday, each one's birthday.
Aisa janam din manana duniya mein sivay brahmano ke.
Other than Brahmins, no one will be able to celebrate such a birthday. In order to celebrate with great, with lots of, with in a great way, it is said that the Delhi news becomes world news, and that is why in Delhi a big program is being organized in Delhi. Congratulations to Delhi people also.